When you work with the education of teenagers, you should take into consideration two different stages of development. The first one goes from 12 to 14, the second one goes from 15 to 18. The teenage years span nearly a decade, and during this period is very important to recognize characteristics and needs of different stages in order to create, as a yoga teacher, specific classes and specific programs. Try, if possible, to offer different classes according to the age of the students in order to manage with different needs and with different goals. Let's see now in details characteristics and needs of younger teenagers from 12 to 14. First of all, they are just living their childhood years. And this is the reason why they need to play. They need playful and dynamic classes. Playful, dynamic, creative classes. They are more likely to see the teacher as an authority figure because at this age they need an authority figure to trust in. They need a guide. They need more practice and less discussion. It means that they need a more playful, dynamic, creative class with less discussions, with less details. Don't give importance to perfect alignments. Be sure that they learn how their body is moving and the message coming from their body. Make sure, once again, to give them individual attention. And please note that they have a very high energy, and this high energy very often bring them to move and forget during final relaxation. Let's see now how to build a class for younger teens. First of all, as I have already told you, you need to create playful classes, dynamic classes, not focused too much on details, not focused too much on corrections and on perfect alignments. Make sure that you structure the class in order to encourage them to listen and know their physical body. This is a very important period in their lives because they are facing with their body changing. They are facing with a new image of themselves. During your class, use a gentle but firm tone of voice. And as they have a very high energy, as I told you before, accept that during final relaxation, some of them can move constantly. But if you help them create in a calm and a quiet place, they can learn step by step how to settle into stillness. Another important matter is to teach them to recognize how their individual, how their single action can affect the group. Let's see now characteristics and needs of older teenagers from 15 to 18 and how to create the best classes, the best programs for them. They are more independent in their actions, they are independent in their thinking, and they are also able to express their opinion. This is very important because it can help you to introduce deeper discussions, deeper philosophical discussions, for example, such as the seven chakras, yam and niyam, the energetical body, and so on. You can find in the area dedicated to a chat about yoga philosophy some discussions you can introduce in your class. They are, at this age, more likely to see the teacher as a fellow. And this is once again a very important role you can play with them. You are no more an authority figure, but you are a fellow. You are one of them. You are one of them, but you are an adult. And this means that you can guide them. It means that you can be the guide that helps them to recognize their needs, to recognize where they want to go, to recognize their goals and to reach them. They are more sexually aware in this period. Menstruation has already begun very, very often. And they have, actually, if compared with younger teens, they have lower difficulties in accepting the changes of their body. They have more instruments to face with it. And they have, of course, clearer ideas about their future. Let's see now how you can create a perfect class for older teenagers. As I told you before, first of all, you can introduce philosophical discussions. Second of all, you can integrate more detailed physical instructions. You can focus more on correct alignments. They are able to hold poses longer. And being in a group, they are more aware of how their action can affect themselves and others.